I'd like to call to order the Board of Education meeting. It's Monday, August 27th, 2018. We all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jeff, please call the roll.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. I'd like to have a motion to enter into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Executive session for the consideration of the purchase of property or sale of property at competitive bidding. Premature disclosure of the information would give an unfair competitive or bargaining advantage to a person whose personal private interest is adverse to the general public interest or official as per Board Policy 0166, Item C. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. We will now be in executive session.
It is 6:02 p.m.
Three, recognition and presentation. We have some artwork from the 71st Kiwanis Horse Show. And I know we have some people to recognize.
Yes, Fred, well, actually, Fred is going to do the honors and recognize
just
them.
Just put my badge on. The three posters, for the three, actually the three winning posters, are over there on the chalkboard. Cassidy Means, her poster came in first, and Jenny Lee's poster came in second, and Isabella Pignatello's poster came in third, and that's from left to right, first, second, third. Kids have done posters now for the last couple, 3 years that we've put out around town, and I can tell you that I took some myself and talked to some of the businesses in our area, and just about everybody agreed to put up a poster. So they've been around town. They helped advertise our horse show. I think we had the best horse show this year that we've had in a long time. But I wanted to recognize these kids on behalf of the board, as well as the behalf of the Brecksville Kiwanis Club, for what they did. And I know Cassidy's not here, but have a certificate of recognition for each of the three authors of the posters. And is Cassidy's parents here?
Yeah, I guess that's us.
This one's for all right. Cassidy.
All right, great.
Just simply a certificate of recognition that certifies that they have earned special recognition and have been granted that for outstanding art posters at the Kiwanis Horse Show. Is Isabella Pignatello here? No? How about Jenny Lee?
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you for coming. If you would like to go, you're welcome to go, or we'd love you to stay, so there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So, item four, president's announcements. I don't really have any announcements other than the start of school was wonderful. Mrs. Magyar reported that the buses came in 20 minutes early on the first day, is that right?
Not on the first day, but they came in 20 minutes earlier than the first day, the second day.
Yeah,
so they did good.
Yeah, so pretty amazing. And I know we're gearing up for a rally of, is that tomorrow? Is that
it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, so that's exciting. So looks like we're off for a good start. Everybody feels positive, and it's great. It's great to be a bee. Item five, community communications, hearing of the public. So hearing of the public, persons wishing to address the board may do so at this point. Does anybody wish to address the board? If you are a softball person, do you wish
yes.
to address the board?
Yeah.
Okay. So please I'm going to read this. No formal action will be taken on subjects that are not included on this agenda until the board has had an opportunity to study them. Comments regarding personnel must be submitted in writing. Hearing of the public shall be limited to a maximum of 30 minutes, during which each speaker shall be limited to a maximum of 3 minutes. So please state your name, your address, and tell us why you're here.
Okay, I'm Madison Jacobs. J524 Avery Road. And I just wanted to invite you guys to the Sunflower Corn Roast. It is Wednesday, August 29th. And there'll be food, raffles, and I'm doing.
So what time is it?
It's 5 to 8.
5 to 8, and where is it at?
It's at the Performance in Providence.
How much are the tickets?
$15.
Okay. And it's quite a challenge. You have to go around to get to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, the bridge is shut. The bridge is shut down.
Okay, and what are the fundraising? What are you doing with the money?
It'll go towards the softball program.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you guys for coming, and we'll.
What was the time again?
Can we have like papers if anyone wants?
Yeah, just bring it up here, honey. We'll pass
Would you please?
Awesome. Thank you.
Are you girls going to be at the actual events? We can meet some live softball players and tour the facility?
Yeah, we'll be working it.
Okay.
Will you be growing the corn?
You'll be serving the corn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have takeout as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we've grilled you enough. So, girls, it's a school night. And you may go. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. Have a great day.
Does anybody else wish to be heard? Okay. Board member committee reports. We have financial liaison audit committee.
Nothing from me this week. We're just getting engaged with Ray and Associates as our fiscal year 18 audit firm. So just now getting engaged.
Okay. Item B, permanent improvement committee.
We're building a new school.
And we had a...
Any update on that, Chris?
It's in progress.
Nice.
Yeah, I just want to... earlier this month, I reported out the board that we are on a schedule to replace the phones. Just an update on the phone project is... So we were out on the street. We are getting this back. And it's our expectation to bring that project to the board for approval in September.
And did we get, I know there was network upgrade that was the precursor. Is that all done and good to go?
We are finishing up some punch list items, but we're 90% complete. Certainly, that version.
Great.
And we now have a small thing. Mr. Code, I asked him to get signs because we have found it very frustrating, and a lot of coaches have found it frustrating that dogs have been using our facilities for other purposes, and our turf and our softball fields. And so Mr. Pope kindly put a sign up that said.
Couple signs up, yes. And I've taken that opportunity to go a little further. We're gonna improve signage around a couple of our complexes.
And you know what? Put up a lot of, even if they're fake cameras.
There are a lot of them.
Well, I know there are, but I'm just saying, but in some of the area, I mean, people were, that's disgusting, but then, you know, if they know that you're watching them, or if they think you're watching them, maybe they'll actually pick it up.
Well, he had put the signs up, and already there was something on the softball field right in the center, because the fencing was open, so, you know, it's just, the signs are great, but you're right, I mean.
You shouldn't be taking your dog on a playing
field. It's a dog field, park anyway. On enough. Sundays.
Yeah, I know.
We've discovered.
Anyway, sorry.
I like the fake camera idea. I never thought of that. All right, board policy committee.
Yeah, Pat Corbett came in last week, and I said, hey, shouldn't we be expecting an update here soon? He said, it's coming next week. So we should be getting another round of our policy updates next week to be scheduled in the near future.
Item 7, district committee reports. We have a transportation appeals committee.
None yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
That's great.
Wait till Wallen's roadwork starts.
Item B, Cahoga Valley Career Center report. I have, Mr. Gilbride's out here, but I had asked him to possibly come in and talk to the board about, you know, some of the concerns that have been brought up, and who better to relay that concern back but Mr. Gilbride, so he is aware of discussions that we've had, and he is finishing up his superintendent contract, and but he will be with him to do that. So I will ask him next month to come and kind of give us an update on, you know, where it is, and we can share our concerns then. That's okay with everyone. Item C, safety and security meeting report.
We're actually in the middle of an assessment being performed by a third party, the Ohio Schools Council. We actually have a tentative schedule, invitations for a safety and security meeting in September. We will report out at the safety and security meeting in September, and then we will also share with the board the outcomes and discoveries of the assessment at the September meeting.
Item D, school foundations report. Mr. Martin, you've been in attendance.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. We had a meeting on August 14th, and we awarded, I believe, 11 of the 14 grants that were submitted by the teachers. We had changed the date of how they applied for summer. I think June 30th was the cutoff. And so there was, I think, less, but great grants. Sue Sprockman did a great job on complication with awarding the grants. And there was some talk about possibly having a membership charge for a foundation. They are moving more towards the foundation where it's still called early. So that's, that was a discussion point. They're gearing up for the funders.
And that meeting's coming up as well. And then they changed, there were non-voting and voting, so like Mr. Martin, myself, and like Joelle, Mrs. Magyar, we were voting. Now we're honorary, so we had that actually put. Julie Firestone's really done a nice job of cleaning up procedure and bylaws, and we had some members that were, you know, contributing, so there's parameters around it now for what, if you're an actual trustee, you know, you, it goes through a yearly process, isn't that right? So it's been moving along really nicely, and we have a new recording secretary, right? And yeah, so a lot of good things happening there. PSO report, Mr. Peterson?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Next week.
Okay. Well, I've seen on the Facebook page, I've seen that announcement going out by the presidents for the different schools' Facebook pages. So that what had Mr. Peterson had worked on in June, and
actually they did.
Well, they worked on it. It is now rolling out. So members, there was a social media expectation that was rolled out, and if you haven't seen it, it looks great. And it says basically we're going to be, you know, re-inviting you, in, you know, reestablishing our contacts when November comes, and that, you know, it says if you are, say, using this as a forum for negativity, that we will remove you. So, you know, it's wonderful, and it's the same expectation we have for our students. So we really appreciate the partnership. Item F, legislative report. There is not, they've been in, recess? The last bridge, I looked it up, the last bridge was from June that Joelle had brought. I mean, I noticed cursive now is back. They have voted to put cursive back. So as a teacher, it's very frustrating because schools don't have the books, but now, you know, we spend our time on this sort of stuff. So cursive is now mandated in Ohio, and but that was the only thing I think you didn't highlight. So we'll have something soon when they go back in session. And then we have item G, other board report, member reports. Any?
got nothing.
Okay. Have you, you haven't met with Kappa or anything for the...
No, we haven't had, no. We will have a meeting coming up on September 11th, which with one of our grant keepers, I guess we'll put it that way. So we have some presentations we need to make, but I think that's the next major thing that's going on.
There's a race. Isn't Kappa having a race? I saw a race that they were having. Or no?
I missed it.
No? It was like a partnership and, okay, I saw a flyer for it, but that was it.
I missed it.
Okay. And then you'll take back that discussion with Drug Free America. Would that be the opportunity to talk about that? You can get some more information on that. Okay, superintendent's consent agenda. Actually, sorry, item 9, superintendent's announcements.
I just have a couple. I want to give a huge thank you to our maintenance department, our custodial crew, who did an outstanding job getting our buildings and grounds ready for our opening this year. I'd also like to thank our entire but our transportation department, just an amazing job this year. I keep waiting for the other shoe to fall. There's been very few phone calls in terms of transportation. Heidi and her team have done an amazing job handling, you know, any concerns that have come in from parents and have made adjustments. So kudos to them. And to our kitchen help. It's been, you know, we did some hiring over the summer just because of bumping rights and people bumping into to jobs that have more hours. It's really difficult to keep those positions filled with our kitchen, but they've done a fabulous job in terms of getting lunch out and ready and on time. So I want to thank all of them. Just a reminder for our Love for BBH rally that is happening on Thursday. We are doing two sessions based on feedback that we received from parents. So from at 10 a.m. it's going to be middle school and high school students. And we have a bunch of student speakers. The choir is singing, the band is playing. And then again at 6 p.m. we are tying it into our ice cream social that we do at all the elementary schools to bring to start bringing our school buildings together to plan activities. And so many people in the community have called to set up tables, so there'll be information about Girl Scouts and joining Boy Scouts and Eagle Scouts and some of the organizations, the cities are having tables to talk about their rec programs. So parents, it's kind of a one-stop shop where they can come to the ice cream social. We'll talk, the kids are going to talk and about how wonderful our community is, and in addition the band and the choir will be singing again, and there'll be opportunities for parents to sign their kids up for multiple community organizations should they choose to do so. So we're looking forward to that as well. And it is our first home football game. I think I put the wrong date on your update. I apologize. It's this third Friday night. And so please come to our first home football game and listen to our band, who are absolutely incredible this year. So it really should be a good evening.
Okay, item 10, superintendent's consent agenda. We have, I'm not sure if this is set up right, but tab A, certified recommendations. Tab B, classified recommendations. Tab C, supplemental recommendations. And D, approval of superintendent's consent agenda. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Any questions on any of the recommendations?
No? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 11, superintendent's other business. We have A, donations. B, auxiliary service agreement for PSI. C, settlement agreement. Item D, Monarch school contract. And item E, approval of superintendent's other business. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I just would just point out the two donations that we received from Becker Signs. They made us a brand new sign to go on the front, the brick sign that we have up here, to a new insert, so they made that for us and donated it to us, so we thank Becker Signs for that. And Michelle Zunick, who donated some school supplies for us to give out to students who might not be able to afford their own, donated a bunch of school supplies, so we really thank her for doing that. Those have been dispersed to the appropriate students. And then we have, I can go through the other ones. The auxiliary service agreement is through PSI. It's monies that the Catholic school receives for federal programs. We are their fiscal agent, so we just have, they contract through PSI. They choose their, who they want to supply those services for them. And so we just need to approve that agreement for them to have access to those services. We have a settlement agreement for one student, and a Monarch school contract for a student who has been attending there, and this is just a continuation for that student to attend there.
Alan, you said there was a page missing. Did you say on the Monarch contract? Did you see that second page or?
Oh, I talked to Joelle about it before.
Okay.
When we got here.
Okay. Well, then if everybody's okay, we're going to move forward. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 12, Treasurer's Consent Agenda. We have A, 10A, Financial Report of July 2018. We have B, Transfer Funds. We have C, Minutes of the August 6, 2018 Meeting. And we have D, Approval of the Treasurer's Consent Agenda. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Great. Actually, to the screen, or actually to your screens there on your Chromebooks, the July report, really the first month of the new fiscal year 19. Happy to report that the first installment of the typical summer settlement of property taxes has been received in the month of July. We'll have one more. Actually, we'll finally settle in August for the last half to say goodbye to, literally, to tax year 17. So, again, a healthy settlement. The as expected, nothing out of the ordinary, but it really is timing. So that's the purpose of the variance. The other, I'll call it significant variance there, is really just a timing of state foundational funds for special education tuition. I put in how much we received last July, just to kind of give you some reference. So if you add that 137 from last year, kind of brings it up to about what we estimated for this year. So again, just the timing of some of our special education foundational funds, which again, just about timing. So nothing too out of the ordinary. From an expenditure perspective, here in the middle of the page, personnel and fringe benefits, you know, we're still on, you know, the former forecast, or the May forecast, still estimated about a 2.5% increase. We'll have some different numbers here when the new contract payroll starts to take effect here in mid-September, so expect that in the October forecast. But the only thing I could think of for fringe benefits, why the negative variances, and actually instead of talking with Lori in payroll, we're just kind of come up, it's kind of hard to pinpoint a specific, but she seemed to think that without really digging for a $28,000 variance and spending a week on it, she thought it was it could have been, it sounded too familiar to a dental holiday that happened back in 17 that might have thrown off the numbers when it came to forecasting for fiscal year 18 into 19. So we'll see how that plays out. I could have just put in there timing, but I'm trying to stay away from just saying timing. That's I'm trying not to be too lazy when it comes to just, you know, thinking that it's just timing, but it very well could have been. The other items here, folks, you know, really kind of speak for themselves. We just had some annual property and fleet insurance premiums. You know, if I go down to line 4.3, there's a liability insurance premium. So again, not a non-reoccurring, but nonetheless, kind of threw off the forecast. And I think, as Mike had stated in our previous conversations, why didn't I want next year if I could put that when we actually do receive the bill, you know, perhaps you know, we won't have such a variance. But sometimes it's hard to forecast that. But most likely, you're going to see that on the opposite end in August.
Jeff, so that $98,000 for the insurance premium, so is that?
That's how much it was. That's how much the insurance premium was. So we would actually have a positive variance if we didn't have that $98,000 premium that was due in July.
So was that did we have that $98,000
in
our forecast? It was just timing?
Not for that month.
Okay.
For the year, not for that month. Yeah, it's just really a monthly timing.
Okay.
All these are, you know, that's why I say the insurance premiums, you know, our ESC premiums and our Connect premiums typically, you know, always throw us if we don't actually collect them, because a lot of the forecast is based on logarithms in many cases, based on previous years. And so that's why you see, you know, the difference.
They flatten everything out. So then when the right. actual thing happens, you got that spike until you're flattening them.
Right.
We
Correct.
Talked about this last Wednesday, and I think too much of it ends up just being, you know, all right, we're going to be right by the end of the year. So then as we're watching it, you know, during the course of the year, you think, oh, maybe we're way off, but it's just more a case of the budgeting.
Yeah, I could have used timing again, and that's really, that's just a, you know, it's well, actually
maybe there's, yeah, and, you know, maybe there's just a way to reflect it on here so that the timing is can be ubiquitous in that it means don't be alarmed, you're not, you know, you didn't miss something,
right.
you know, high or low, it'll work itself out as the year mm-hmm. progresses. So maybe, you know, timing or some other vernacular so that, because when I look at this annual property and fleet insurance premium of $98,000, without any other explanation, I'm thinking, was it $98,000 higher than it was last year, or did we not have it in the forecast? But now we're saying it's in the forecast, but it's just, it is spread out over the whole year. So when it hits in a big lump, it's uneven.
Correct. And you may actually see it next month. I'd have to take a look at it, but so we'll talk about that again, and maybe we'll see a difference. But I don't know if it necessarily smooths everything out. It might just pick a month. You know, sometimes the forecast, the software itself will pick a month. So you may see it in August. You may see a premium of $95,000, whatever it happens to be. I'd have to really look at the forecast itself to see what the amount I have in there for the actual premium.
Take it off of autopilot, fly it yourself. Put in the money where you want to put it in.
Or I would just say, you know, put time, you know, we're used to seeing timing, and so if it's, you know, if it is a
That's
timing
fine.
Thing,
yeah.
just so we know that to distinguish
here.
Between what's timing, which means, oh, that's going to work it out, we either got it early or late, or it came in lumpy, or whatever the situation was, versus, oh, this is not timing related, and it was an unexpected expense or windfall,
right.
so that we can distinguish between the two.
Okay, you got it. Other than that, nothing too out of the ordinary. I think you'll see the, you know, at the bottom there, just the advance out of $40,000 that will actually, that one got approved on August 6th. So this is the July report. You'll see that in the August report. So that variance will go away. Other than that, any questions? Great. Thank you.
Well, there's a big announcement. I mean, right, our sale of our bond,
oh,
correct?
Yeah, I hate to leave that
Set
off.
That out, yeah.
Headed out to St. Louis tomorrow for to the Stiefel Nicholas, our underwriter's headquarters, to hang out with both Michael Priscilla and Austin McGuan. And so that event is going to take place on Wednesday. They have some actual, I'll actually be sitting in on another school district's pricing tomorrow as kind of a pre-run. And being prepped for Wednesday. So it'll be an all-day event on Wednesday, and then, you know, we come back Wednesday night. So exciting time.
So for our students, it's the bond for our new school. So it's about to be sold. And how much is that bond?
$44.5 million is what it will raise for the district. And then we'll work closely with our CMR. We'll invest that money and work with our CMR for a I'll call it a draw schedule. So when we finally get to that construction period, we'll have the money to draw upon and hopefully earn a little interest along the way to kind of offset some of the cost for the district.
And then you had an 800 number that was sent out to people in our community.
I believe it was posted. Yeah, it was posted on the district website.
Right.
As well as, I don't know, I believe on the Facebook page. I'd have to check
with
Jim.
It was in the Sun newspaper, too.
In the Sun newspaper. So it has been highly publicized. It was discussed last week in our Meet the Architect as well as slash investment or investors information meeting. So I think we've done a pretty good job of getting the word out.
And then local people will have priority over everybody else.
Correct.
Correct?
You'll have the opportunity, correct.
The opportunity, okay.
And the yield or the interest rate that the bonds will pay will be determined by what investors want to pay for it.
Right.
So that's what we don't know, is what is the interest rate. The lower the interest rate, the better for us, because we have to pay. I mean, there's more, will be more money available for us than to build
a new building. And it'll be determined the day of sale, is that correct?
Correct.
Essentially, yeah.
Yep. And that's fast approaching.
So hopefully nothing happens. Well, it's already set. Like, if something happens in the world, it's set that day still, right?
It is.
Okay.
And so
nothing happened.
The odds of a catastrophic effect on the markets that hasn't already been kind of baked in. Again, we'll knock on for Micah and,
okay,
and look forward to the next 15 days.
Yeah, this is probably maybe not an important question, but we are going to have all that money. And as you say, we're going to be making some money on that money until we need to disperse it to pay for stuff.
Right.
What are the restrictions on that, those earnings?
Yeah, typically, I believe any district, I'm limited to a 270-day maturity.
But the funds we get, do they have to stay on the capital improvement side, or could we use earnings off of that?
No, they have to stay on capital improvement.
All right, so you can't slide.
Absolutely. No, you have to be very careful.
I figured, but
yep. Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, no, in this case,
or something.
Or something.
I like how you're thinking.
You want to move your money around if you can. But
okay. Right. So, exciting time. Look forward
to reporting
back.
Exciting.
And actually, look forward to when that money does, it'll be a big hot topic, because we're going to talk about an investment plan, and you will be very well-versed in what I do plan to do, or we plan to do as a district with that, with those funds.
Well, I've got a couple of hot things for you, man.
Get some ideas?
All right. Any questions for Mr. Hall? Okay, roll call.
Great. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 13, announcement of meetings. We have regular board meeting, September 24th, 2018. Right, need to have a motion for that?
No, it's just an announcement.
Nope, okay. Just an announcement.
Item 14, closing items. We just have adjournment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Please note the time, everybody. Thank you.
Look at that.
And congratulations, board, for going through your first meeting on our new platform of Board Docs. You did a fabulous job. Good for you.
No paper.
Yeah, no paper. That's right.
How many of the documents did each of you open as we were going through it?